Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin, and in the studio with me this morning, I have Michelle Putz here for the Tlingit Potatoes program.
Right. I am far, far away.
Yes, this is like as far as we can possibly stretch within the studio.
I want people to know that.
Yes, we're far away. And I have a whole spray bottle full of bleach out there. Well, diluted bleach. Not that I don't think...
It's all gonna be good.
You know, just okay. In case, Michelle. I don't know where you've been. Okay. So let's talk about this Tlingit Potatoes event that's happening. So it's coming up tomorrow at 1:30. But what is the Tlingit Potatoes program? What is a Tlingit Potato?
So what we are doing, we've been doing a program for years with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, where we have been taking seed potatoes, preparing a garden space as traditionally as we can, and working with, like I said, the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, as well as Pacific High School gardening students to plant and then harvest a Tlingit potato bed.
Awesome.
It covers a pretty small but really sunny area over by the Forest Service office.
Okay.
And the idea was always to both sort of bring this potato back from kind of the brink of people not really knowing much about it or growing it to a point where, you know, we can spread the seed potatoes out. And also that most of the potatoes, we give some of them to the people who come and help, but then we also give most of them to the Sitka tribe to distribute through like their traditional foods program and other stuff.
Awesome.
And so the potato itself it's an ancient variety of potato.
Mm-hmm.
It tends to be long and skinny. They can be up to a foot long,
maybe not a
foot, maybe 9 inches.
but this isn't
not,
like this little tiny potato.
No,
this is a potato.
Right, it's a potato, and it has a lot of eyes, as all ancient potatoes do. And so far as scientists can tell, it came directly from South America. So it came from I think Chile or Mexico, and they have been able to do the genetics to prove that it never came from the European potato.
Okay, yeah.
So they can prove that it never like went over to Europe and then came back.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely came from South America up, as a trade item.
Yeah.
Up to Alaska,
which is just wild to think about.
It's a wild thing to think about. And so they're quite sure that it came to many communities here before explorers came from Russia and other places.
It's amazing, and it's so cool that there's still this program happening to make sure it doesn't fade away, because I mean it's not like we can't get a potato at the grocery store,
right,
or grow them ourselves from whatever we grab at the store for making our gardens, but it's important to keep that part of history still alive.
It's still
active in our lives.
It's also just really interesting too. So I got my seed potatoes from Robbie Littlefield here in town, and I'd been teaching a class on growing potatoes, and I had told her that one of the things I discovered in growing my own potatoes was that it seemed like there were some that tended to spread sort of up and down, so vertically in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them will start at the bottom and they'll keep growing as the stem grows up. And then I had found a few that seemed like they really just didn't, you didn't have to pile more dirt onto them because they just spread out no matter how much dirt you put on them.
Mm-hmm. They're going sideways.
Right, you didn't get more potatoes. And I said that and she just got a look on her face that said, huh. And she said, I think that's what my potatoes are because I keep piling stuff on them and nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's interesting because what they believe the natives of this area and other areas around here did was go out to some of the islands that have nice south-facing beaches, and they would plant them on the beaches. They would go in the spring as they were heading out to their fish camps.
Mm-hmm.
They would plant the potatoes, generally, I think, with the grandparents and the kids. and stick them in these rows in the high, you know, in the, above the high tide mm-hmm. in the sand, and then come back in the fall and harvest. And if you had a potato that you had to keep piling, it just
wouldn't
make sense. You wouldn't get very many potatoes. But if you have something that, you know, you put it in the ground once, you leave it, and it just grows out
to
the sides.
Set it and forget it, yeah.
It speaks highly of the people who selected the potatoes 200 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They probably were asking these questions, like, how do these grow, and where do these grow,
yeah.
and, you know, what kind of light regimes do they need and, mm-hmm. and stuff. Because they are an amazing potato for this area.
Yeah.
I mean, I like gardening to some degree, sometimes when it's not too hard. These are the easiest vegetable in the garden to grow mm-hmm. because they grow out. And because the slugs hardly like to eat them, I can put, you know, a European potato right next to a Thlinkit potato. The slugs will bypass that Thlinkit potato and come and eat the European potato leaves to the ground.
Yeah.
And so, you know, everything about them makes them a great thing to grow. So,
yeah,
we're having, usually we would do this class in the garden
mm-hmm.
with folks coming and actually planting. But given the stuff that's going on, we decided to attempt to take it online.
Okay.
And so we've got a web address that people can go to and try to sign in. And it'll probably be, I don't know, 45 minutes long. And we're hoping to get representatives that we normally have come mm-hmm. and speak. We'll see. People are having a lot of technical difficulties.
Yeah.
So we'll just do what we can do and see how it goes.
It's all a grand experiment at this point.
It is. So yeah, it'll be good no matter what. But and we've been shipping out, you know, seed potatoes to people all over Southeast.
Oh, wonderful.
Cake in Angoon and Juneau and other places. So we'll see if we have any left after we plant. But
yes. But that's good that it's still happening. Like, you're not going to have all the hands available, but the potatoes are still going in the ground. They're still going to grow. They're still going to percolate out. They're still going to grow sideways out into all the rest of Southeast Alaska.
Yeah. You know, I mean, food is obviously, like, more important than anything,
mm-hmm.
you know, it just is. And so we really decided, the Forest Service, that no matter what, we are going to get these things in the ground mm-hmm. because if you don't, you know, if you don't plant, you don't harvest.
Yep.
And so probably will be myself and Perry Edwards, the district ranger, also my husband, out there planting on Earth Day after the presentation.
Wonderful. So the presentation is happening, but the online thing is happening at 1:30 p.m. Okay.
It'll be at https://tinyurl.com/Thlinkit potatoes, and that's spelled TLINGIT potatoes, POTATOES.
Okay.
And I suggest, hang on, I'm going to cough for one moment. I suggest that people get on, you know, 10 or 15 minutes early.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can, use Internet Explorer, and they can just click. There's like a link that says something like just get on via the web.
Mm-hmm.
If they are not using Internet Explorer, they can use other browsers, but you probably need to download the app. So
okay.
just give yourself, you know,
a little bit of time.
To do that. But not too far ahead, or else we won't be ready.
You're just going to be staring at you guys going, well, did you forget the shovel? What are you doing? Okay. Well, wonderful. So if people have questions later, they are unable to sign on and watch this. Is there still a place, or like, can they reach out to you and try, you know, get the Spark Notes version of a little bit about what we talked about more detail or how to get these potatoes?
Yeah. So, people can reach out to me with my email address, which is Michelle, michelle@USDA.gov.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to record this again.
Okay,
try.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So hopefully, you know, maybe we can put this online somewhere so people can listen to it, and see it in another time, in another way.
Excellent.
So we'll see how that all goes.
Yeah. It'll, but it's still, like you said, it's If you want to harvest, you got to plant. So it's still, these things are still happening, even in the midst of these chaotic times.
Yes.
We still got some regular
exactly.
things.
Exactly. And, you know, certainly mm-hmm. the hope is that by fall, we'll be able to, you know, get back together and yeah. harvest as a group. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But,
wonderful.
Well, but potatoes will grow no matter what.
That's good. That's the one comforting thing. There's going to be, there's potatoes growing like they've done for a couple hundred years here.
Yes, yeah. Wonderful. And, you know, the fun thing about potatoes is they only grow, you know, the seed potatoes. You have to save a seed potato from the last one to grow it the next year, and you can't save it through the year. So literally, the only reason we have them today is that people have, you know, said, it may be hard times, but I'm going to get these things in the ground.
Yep. It's that bent, that continuous chain. That's mm-hmm. really, that is really cool to think about. So yeah. one more link in that chain. Awesome.
Right.
Well, Michelle, thank you so much for coming in this morning. And so the Think of Potatoes event is going to be virtual. That'll be happening at 1:30 p.m. Tomorrow,
which is the 50th anniversary of Earth Day.
Wonderful. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.